to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are listening to Radio Sai Asia stream, bringing you the message of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Dear listeners, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Well, the time right now in our studio is 11:40 a.m. and it's a pleasant day here at the ashram. Today is 21st of January 2016. Some time ago, dear listeners, maybe in fact a couple of years ago, I had recorded a conversation with Mr. Sandeep, a Sai youth, an active Sai youth from Vishakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh. And in that conversation, he spoke to us about his involvement in drinking water projects that the youth of Vishakhapatnam are conducting in Anantagiri Hills. Well, in the year 2007, Swami had conducted the water project for the East and West Godavari districts of Andhra Pradesh, and because of this drinking water project, millions of people of these districts were benefited. They got clean drinking water. So inspired by this project of Swami, the Sai youth from Vishakhapatnam had taken up the drinking water projects for the tribal villagers of Anantagiri Hills. In fact, in that conversation with Sandeep, Mr. Sandeep had elaborately explained, told us how it all started about, how they got started about this water projects, and how Swami blessed them to go about this. And in a couple of years, by 2012, they had completed 108 water projects in Anantagiri Hills. 108, yes. In fact, it was really remarkable, and in the conversation, Mr. Sandeep told us about it. And dear listeners, if you have missed the conversation, you can download it from our website, radiosai.org. Well, the nice thing that Sandeep told us in the conversation was that the first village they started with was the village Sankuparthi in Anantagiri Hills. And he said that Sankuparthi, the name Sankuparthi is rhyming with Puttaparthi, and Anantagiri Hills is somewhat similar to the Anantapur district. So Sandeep said that they took it as an indication from Bhagavan to encouraging them to go ahead with this water project. And in fact, when they had come to Puttaparthi to tell Swami about the project, Swami personally told them to go ahead with the project, and Swami told that his blessings is always there. So this morning I thought I will again call Sandeep and ask him about the updates about the projects, water project that is going on. So this morning I recorded a telephonic conversation with him, and right now I'll be playing the telephonic conversation with Sandeep. Have a listen, please.
Sairam Sandeep, and greetings from Prashant Nilayam.
Sairam Anna.
Please bring us up to speed about this mega project of water projects in Vizag.
Om Sri Sairam. With the divine blessings of Bhagavan Babavaru, as we know, we started the water projects in 2007-2008.
Hmm.
And starting, we have come with around 54 tribals to Puttaparthi, and we told Swami about the lack of drinking water in the tribal areas of Vishakhapatnam. We thought Swami will handle the projects to the central trust, but we are very happy that Swami is using us as instruments. And right from that time, from 2007-2008 till now, and when we met last time, I was telling about 108 water projects.
Correct.
Until now, 175 water projects have completed.
Wow, that's nice.
And 40 projects are ongoing in the villages, and they are expected to be completed in the coming April.
Oh.
And we can see a divine plan going on in those villages, as every village they are coming, we want water, we want to come to Bhakti, we want to do service. They are doing bhajans in their villages, and there is some divine plan going on, and the tribals are very happy. We have seen so much of change, and we are very happy because Swami has been using us, our team and Vishakhapatnam team, as his instruments in this divine project, Satyasai Pramam Sudhara. From that time onward, in the initial, we used to go, if we want to do any medical camp or anything, we used to go door by door to every village surrounding that medical camp. But now, if we are planning anything, medical camp or any Sayura Talo or anything, there is a Sai team in those villages only. They are doing everything. They are making the arrangements. The 40-50 active youth are there. They are doing everything. And we can see every village, they are coming forward. They want the water. After getting the water or before, first we are asking them to come to Puttaparthi. They are seeing everything, taking the blessings of Swami and all. And after that, going back to the villages, their villages, and telling them about Puttaparthi and all. And mainly we have seen a change in their villages, like they have stopped all those bad habits. And the main important thing in recent times we have seen is they are constructing small house. They have named it as Sai Kutir. In every village they are constructing, and they are doing bhajans in their villages. And seeing them, we have started giving them memory cards, 8 GB memory cards, in that filling with Swami songs, videos, speeches.
Nice.
That's a very good thing and good change that they have stopped everything. They are now, everyone is in united way, seeing one village after every village. Every village we are seeing the change, transformation that Swami told. Mainly constructing villages, and morning they'll do their work, and evening they'll come back into the villages, and after construction of the mandir, they are doing their bhajans and all. They are practicing by themselves. And also, some of our organization said we have given some Balvikas training also, making some Balvikas gurus. So this all, everything going on well with the divine plan right from 2007, and we are very happy that Swami is using us as his instrument. And also, we recently, three batches we have done sewing machine training to the lady youth also.
Okay, that's nice.
That's also, it's very good for their livelihood, and also we have distributed each sewing machine, some sewing machines to some villages where we see the youth capable of doing everything. So these all things are going on in the tribal villages of Vishakhapatnam. And most important thing also, medical camps with Vishakhapatnam district support, mainly doing medical camps in the required villages every month. And following up them, operations, mainly eye patients, malaria, TB, and if any major operations are necessary. And our organization is also looking, taking up those things very good.
Okay.
We are very happy.
So in the month of April, that is in the coming month of April, we will be finishing about 215 water projects, right?
215.
Wow, that's nice.
And one more important thing I forgot to say, every time, and in last April we saw around 1,000 tribals coming to the service activities. In last January, for the 19th birthday celebrations of Swami, around 1,200 members have come to Pasti for darshan and the service also. Those who have come for the first time, they told we'll do only darshan, but after coming there, they told we also want darshan and all. We also want service and all. So that before day and night, November 22nd and 23rd, full Narayan Seva, food cooking and all, lifting those big tumblers and all, full service in the cooking, cutting, vegetable cutting, and all these tribals have done, and they are very happy, and they are asking us next time when we will go, and after that batch, we have come in for sports and the January service also.
Okay.
Everywhere, we are feeling that it's going on divine plan.
In your volunteers team, have any new volunteers joined? Have any new youth joined?
New youth have been joining, some engineering students and all in the city.
Okay.
And everyone is taking up one thing. Forward one more thing. Distribution of Sai protein and nutrition food to the small people and all, mainly pregnant. One team has taken up the project. They will be taking care of preparing the material, making the vehicle arrangements, making a list of all the pregnant women, making sure that whom, if we contact whom, those food will go to them, and we will contact him before asking him to come to the particular place at that time. And making all those arrangements, and we have divided in one small team. And okay. It's all going on with the divine grace.
So how often you go for these activities nowadays?
Every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Sunday is necessary. Material shifting. If I have a weekly off on Wednesday or Thursday, and the material we need tanks and pipes, me and another person will go taking the vehicle and dump in that village. So we are planning in that way. When I have a weekly off and there is a necessity, we not wait until Saturday or Sunday.
Now these tribal villages, they are in and around Visakhapatnam, is it?
Yes, sir. That means from Visakhapatnam city, it's around 100 kilometers.
All the villages are in Anantagiri Hills.
Yes, sir. Anantagiri Hills.
So now what are your future plans? How you want to go about?
We actually do not have any plans. We are doing survey in the new villages. In fact, villages are only coming to us. So we are selecting the most needy villages. In some villages, they are eating pure mud water and all. So with that, they are facing so many problems and all. So our plan is only one thing, doing water projects, bringing them to Swami, seeing them, a change in them. And in fact, we are very happy seeing happiness in them. Some are very old people are expressing their views, like we have never seen place like Puttaparthi, and we were very happy visiting them, visiting here, seeing Swami, taking his blessings.
Correct.
And so we are happy seeing them, seeing their feelings, seeing their happiness, and we are also happy that we are being used as a Swami.
Okay, Sandeep, thank you very much for sharing with our listeners. Now, just before concluding, can you tell our listeners something about service in general? Now you are in your 20s, right? You are involved in so much activities, service activities. You are going to these villages every weekend, almost every weekend. What do you like to tell other youths who are listening to our program about seva in general? Why we should do service? What are the benefits of taking part in service activities?
We are doing service means not that someone will be benefited or not in another thing. We are doing service, first we need to bring change in ourselves. It will indulge in good activities, not in any bad company and all. So every youth of Satyasai Seva organization or other youth who are not in our organization also, only one thing, it will be fine. We think in a good way, not only these water projects and all, any projects in their cities also. For example, in Visakhapatnam, in mental hospital service, and the artisan Narayan Seva, like cutting down the hair, beard of those old people and all. Any type of service, if we do, we'll feel happy and we'll have mainly change in ourselves.
Correct.
Not that those villagers will be happy or mainly Swami will be happy. If Swami will be happy, we will be happy.
Okay, nice. Thanks for sharing with our listeners. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. कदमों में तेरे जन्नत है,
वादियों के फूलों का हमसे ये कहना है,
चंदा और तारों का तू है खुदा,
जहाँ भी ढूंढे हम तू है समा,
जहाँ भी ढूंढे हम तू है
नफरत मिटा दे दिल से, रोशनी ले दे तेरे दर से, दीप जला दे दिल में, आदर हासम अपरूप तेजम ये दिव्य बेली गिंतु हो,
आजिरु रूपम प्रेमिंच सगरम
మాటలాడు
పలకరించు మీ నవ్వు,
మాటలాడు మీ చూపు
పలకరించు మీ నవ్వు,
ఓ స్వామి మా ప్రాణం
మీరే మా సర్వం,
మమ్ము పాలించు మా सागर के लहरों से सुन लिया है,
कदमों में तेरे जन्नत है,
वादियों के फूलों का हमसे ये कहना है,
चंदा और तारों का तू है खुदा,
जहाँ भी ढूंढे हम तू है समा,
जहाँ भी ढूंढे हम तू है समा,
మనసులో మౌనమే పలికే గీతమై ప్రేమతో మనసులో మౌనమే మెదిలే సంగీతమై మా కలలయ్యలలకే మా హృదయ స్వర కతులకే మెరిసేటి ఓ కిరణమై నీ ప్రేమ ప్రతిబింబమై నిలచేను మనసులో మౌనమే పలికే గీతమై భావాల రూపమై నిలచిపో ప్రాణమా వికసించు ప్రేమ బంధం నీ దరికే చేరని మధురమే ప్రతి నిరీక్షణం ప్రేమ భావనలో మధురమే ప్రతి నిరీక్షణం ప్రేమ భావనలో కలిగే స్పందనే తీపి అనుభవం నీదు ప్రేమ నదిలో మనసులో మౌనమే మెదిలే సంగీతమై हर आशा में तू है इस दिल के हर कोमल एहसास में तू है
माया तेरा प्यार है इस धुन का यही सार है वो प्यार
मनसुलो मौन में పలికె గీతమై ప్రేమ తు మనసులో మౌనమే మెదిలే సంగీతమై
to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity, and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to a new episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this series, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Today's episode is part one of a two-part conversation with Mr. Foa Krishnaputra, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba from Indonesia. In this conversation, he shares with us his experiences of being involved in service activities. In conversation with him is Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and this was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai and was first featured as part of our Thursday live broadcast on 6th February 2014.
Sai Ram, Mr. Foa Krishnaputra.
Yes, Sai Ram.
And a very warm welcome to Radio Sai, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sir, in 1961, I wasn't even born then, you had a very intense experience in a small Buddhist temple in Medan, a city on the island of Sumatra in Indonesia, and it was this melodious chanting coming from the hearts of these ladies that developed a love in your heart for Kuan Yin Ching.
In fact, it is Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin Ching. Ching means like people singing a sutra. It is Kuan Yin.
The goddess is Kuan Yin. She is the goddess of mercy.
Yes.
And thereafter, you were a very sincere and disciplined Buddhist practitioner. Now, let's fast forward to 1980.
In 1975, I was selected to be a chairman of a foundation. But for 5 years, I cannot do many things because of financial position and many other things. So I thought, why I don't go to India and see what is the place of the Buddha, where he is born, and so on. So I decided to go to India. I said, I like to be in the footsteps of Lord Buddha, where he go and what is he doing and where. By then, it is very strange, in fact, for me, that there is a force who is guiding me to a direction which I do not know going to where. Because after I visit all the sites, the Buddhist sites, the holy Buddhist sites, from Bombay I cannot get a ticket going to Madras, now Chennai. So I think if I stay for another week in Bombay, I cannot go home because Bombay hotel is so expensive. So I think I'd better go to Bangalore. And then from Bangalore, I will go by taxi to Madras.
Okay. Had you ever been to Bangalore before that?
Yes, once before. But it is only for a day.
I see. But not related to Sai Baba?
Not yet.
Okay.
In fact, to know about Sai Baba was in my first book was The Incredible Shirdi Sai Baba.
I see.
It was in 1973 that I read that. Afterwards, I read the second book is Howard Murphy's book about
Man of Miracles.
Yes, Man of America. And at that time, I only know and read Sai Baba is a holy man, it's okay lah. And I came to Bangalore with the intention going to Bangalore and straight to Madras. But it is very strange. I came to a hotel. The hotel is named Rama Hotel. And when I want to check in, somebody check out is talking about Sai Baba in Bangalore.
Hmm.
So I said, I asked to the cashier, where Sai Baba, where is he? Oh, he is in Brindavan. Where is Brindavan? About 17 kilometers from here. So I go with my friend, brother Mohan Leo, and say, Mohan, Sai Baba is a holy man. We have nothing to do. Let's go to Sai Baba and see what happened. So everything we put in our room and went by a taxi to Brindavan. And there, we are not allowed to go in. I do not know what is the rules here. So I said, I want to see Sai Baba. And a man with a scarf said, you cannot. I said, why? Why cannot? And as I do not know the rules, I like to force to go to see Sai Baba. But the man said, no. And he said, you can come on the evening. So he came on the evening. I have been to so many places, to the Buddhist sites, in fact. And I bring a lot of things which I like to have Sai Baba bless it, in fact. But the first day I saw Baba on the first time, on my first sight, he just ignored us and go away as usual. And they said, this is Darshan. So, oh, I know Darshan. The second day, the same happened. I said to my friend, actually, why are we coming here? What for? We are not planning anything to come here. But something in my heart, they say, it must be some purpose that you come here, see? So I say to my friend, let us test whether we are called for a certain purpose, or it is our only feeling that we are called by a certain force for a certain purpose. And my friend said, let us come near the place where Sai Baba is coming out. I said, no. Every day we sit at the same place. Mm-hmm. Just to prove whether we are called or not. The third day comes. Baba is like usual, ignoring us. But then he come back. Before that, before Baba is coming, I take a leaf in my hand. I say, Baba, if you are calling us, I want to make a pagoda, Avalokiteshvara pagoda. If you really let us do all everything, you touch the leaf which I have brought. And it is a wonder. Baba come back, see us, he look at me, and I open my hand, and Baba slap, not only touch, but he, like that. I think by myself, wow, we are called. It is not a coincidence, I said. He is calling us for this. It must be for a certain purpose. So I go back in Medan. Actually, when we go to Buddha Gaya, we have one purpose. I pray to Mother Kuan Yin, the Divine, the Mother of Mercy. I pray, I want to have the Buddha force, the Buddha love, coming to Medan. So we prepare there a certain ceremony, and on the same Greenwich Mean Time, we do the ceremony in Bodh Gaya, India.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has been done.
Mm-hmm.
But who can say to me that it has been connected? That force has been connected from Bodh Gaya to Medan.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray. I said, Baba, if it is already connected, you just touch this leaf, and I understand. Because who in the world can I ask? I have done everything, but I do not know whether it is connected or not.
So you needed the confirmation.
Yes.
Hmm.
And Baba came, and he touched it. Then I said to to Mr. Mohan, who is with me. I said, I have my pagoda. At that time, I don't have money, in fact. But after we pronounced that we want to build a pagoda, so many people are donating, you see.
Mm.
And within 2 years, I really have the Kwan Im pagoda.
Wow. So you knew it was all working. Now, when you came to all these Buddhist sites in India, and I believe there was a doubt in your mind about the Avalokiteshvara being a male deity, and there was a book that you read by Madame H.P. Blavatsky, who was the of the Theosophical Society, and that helped you to clear the doubt in your mind about the feminine and the male aspect of Godhead, and the conflict about Kuan Yin being a female deity. How did it all play out? Well, how did you resolve it?
Because one day also, we know that Swami said to himself, he is Shivasakti. So, God is can be female or male. Avalokiteshvara can also be male and female. And that for me, it is okay. Even if we are reincarnated, we doesn't know whether we want to be in a male or female body. It depends to the fetus in the womb. So I say, God has no gender. See, and by that, I understand deeply for myself that. Actually, Swami is the same as Avalokiteshvara. And that made me, when we make our first center in Medan, it is the Prasanti Griya. Here is Prasanti Nilayam, and there is Prasanti Griya. Griya is a house. Our big picture is a Kuan Yin picture. Because Avalokiteshvara is Ishvara who can be seen. Is the divine self seen by Lord, the lower self? So, Ishvara or Avalokiteshvara in fact is the same. And Swami is Maheshvara. Mahaeshvara. Mahaeshvara is Shiva. Shiva is Swami. So I say, people ask me why you put a Kuan Yin. Yes. Kuan Yin is good because this is a Buddhist temple. But actually, I know that the Swami is same. So no wonder for myself, in fact, whether I put Avalokiteshvara or I put Ishvara or I put... Yes.
It's all the same for you.
It's all the same for me. But that is since that is a Buddhist temple, I have to put a Buddhist thing. That's why I said here that in the name of Avalokiteshvara, there is Ishvara.
Yes, it's all embedded in the name.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
For you, there seems to be so much of clarity. For you, there's a synthesis between your Buddhist beliefs and the Vedic culture that Swami is promoting, the Sanatan Dharma. There is no conflict of interest.
No conflict of interest.
What would you tell people who... Buddhism, I know, has become a very popular new age faith that a lot of people are turning to, especially in the West, because they're not necessarily... religious, or they were not satisfied with the faith, the answers they were getting in their traditional faiths. So many people are opting for Buddhism. Now, if they come across Sai literature and they feel, okay, that is the beautiful path of Lord Buddha, and then Sai Baba says something nice, but how do you integrate the two?
Because Buddha is imprinting what they call it the Eight Noble Path.
Yeah.
And inside that Eight Noble Path is with Swami's five...
Sarva Dharma Simha?
Yes. It's the same.
There's no difference.
Well, no different. It is a different verse, but it's the same. The other said, for instance, about love. The other said also about love. The other said about how you must behave. The other one is also how must you behave. So for me, it is so same. Different words. For different people with different culture. Actually, Buddhism is rooted in Veda also. Because Siddhartha is a Hindu.
Prince
Siddhartha is a Hindu. There is no Buddhism at that time. But why Siddhartha is naming, now people are saying this Buddhism, this Hinduism? Because Siddhartha never said that, let us make a Buddhist religion. He never said that. But people say that. For me, it's both are same truth coming from other, same source, you know, but from different, water tap.
Okay, they're coming from the same source. The tank is same, but the taps are different.
Different, yes.
I see. When you pray to Swami or Satya Sai Baba, who in your heart are you praying to?
Because I have never seen Buddha myself. I have never seen Avalokiteshvara myself. But I've seen Swami. I feel it is the same. My heart says the same. When I heard the Kuan Yin Ching, it is the sutra, like a bhajan,
right,
about Avalokiteshvara. Tears come to my eyes. But when I saw Swami for the first time, tears also come from my eyes. So it must be something which my brain cannot know.
Comprehend.
Yes.
I see. Now, you're a man of deep faith, and you've done amazing. You've translated your faith into acts of charity and goodness. You've really walked the path that Swami has taught us. The hands that serve are holier than the lips that pray. I'm looking at some of the goodwill missions you have established. For example, the temples in Medan, many, many temples, the medical camp, and another medical clinic, an orphanage, an 8-storied building of Vihara. But most interestingly, you're running two schools, the Katamso schools. And together in the two schools, you're educating 4,500 students adopting the Satya Sai EHV program.
That's
Can
right.
you please tell us more about it, sir?
Yes. In 1993, that is when, in fact, schools cannot teach about EHV or other things. But I say in my heart, this is a teaching what we call in Indonesia Budi Pekerti. Budi Pekerti is the teaching from your heart. So how you must behave, you see. You can say what is good and what is not good.
Sounds like educare from within.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think it must be okay for Indonesia. So I try to say to the teachers that it is a good thing to have children with good behavior and then like that. And we put it inside, not slowly, very slowly. And the children behave better. And the teachers not accept but know that it is a good thing. They believe that it is a good thing for our children. And then they become to support me in that.
So did you have to train the teachers how to integrate EHV in the learning?
Yes, yes. First time, they say, we have no experience. How can we do? Say, everybody starting have no experience. So let us start now. And let us make experience. And then I ask them to make groups. And the best groups, I ask them to make a book. That book is not so very good. But they are proud of that book. By making that book, they are more, this book made by us, like that, see? This is mine, so, and they promote themselves.
It's a very positive way of involving your staff in the project.
I think a lot of things that Swami did for us.
Sai Ram, you just heard part one of a two-part conversation with Mr. Poa Krishnaputra, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba from Indonesia. In this conversation, he shared with us his experiences of being involved in service activities. In conversation with him was Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and this was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai and was first featured as part of our Thursday live broadcast on 6th February 2014. Part 2 will be aired same day, same time next week. please do send us your feedback and comments, and we look forward to your emails. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.
Koi la kusi ప్రతి అణువు ననీ అనురాగం మదిన మధుర భావన గొలిపే ప్రతి కణమునై ప్రియ రాగం మదిన మధుర భావన గొలిపే దిల్కీ తుమ్ హో ధడకన్ దిల్ నే కహా తేరే సంగ హమ్కో హై జీనా హై యహీ तेरे बिन अब कुछ न भाए हमें रात दिन तेरे साथ हमने है पाए प्यार के ये दिन तेरे संग हमको है